CD2.
The wizards were working in relays. Ahead of the fleet, an area of sea was mill pond calm. From behind came a steady, unwavering breeze. The wizards were good at wind, weather being a matter not of force but of lepidoptery. As Arch-Chancellor Ridcully said, you just had to know where the damn butterflies were. And therefore some million-to-one chance must have sent the sodden log under the barge. The shock was slight, but Ponder Stibbons, who had been carefully rolling the omniscope across the deck, ended up on his back surrounded by twinkling shards. Arch-Chancellor Ridcully hurried across the deck, his voice full of concern.
"Is it badly damaged? That cost $100,000, Mr. Stibbons. Oh, look at it! 12 pieces!
Not badly hurt, Arch-Chancellor.
Hundreds of hours of time wasted! And now we won't be able to watch the progress of the flight. Are you listening, Mr. Stibbons?"
Ponder wasn't. He was holding two of the shards and staring at them.
"I think I may have stumbled on an amazing piece of serendipity, Arch-Chancellor."
"What say?"
"Has anyone ever broken an omniscope before, sir?"
"No, young man, and that is because other people are careful with expensive equipment."
"Would you care to look in this piece, sir?" said Ponder urgently. "I think it's very important you look at this piece, sir."
Up on the lower slopes of Corrie Celesti, it was time for old times. Ambushers and ambushees had lit a fire.
"So, how come you left the evil Dark Lord business, Harry?" said Cohen.
"Well, you know how it is," said the evil Harry Dread. The Horde nodded. They knew how it was these days. "People these days, when they're attacking your evil dark tower, first thing they do is block up your escape tunnel," said evil Harry.
"Bastards," said Cohen. "You've got to let the Dark Lord escape. Everyone knows that."
"That's right," said Caleb. "Got to leave yourself some work for tomorrow." "And it wasn't as if I didn't play fair," said evil Harry. "I mean, I always left a secret back entrance to my mountain of dread. I employed really stupid people as cell guards."
"That's me," said the enormous troll proudly.
"Yeah, what was you, right? And I always made sure all my henchmen had the kind of helmets that covered the whole face, so an enterprising hero could disguise himself in one. And those come damn expensive, let me tell you."
"Me and evil Harry go way back," said Cohen, rolling a cigarette. "I knew him when he was starting up with just two lads and his shed of doom."
"And Slasher, the steed of terror," evil Harry pointed out.
"Yeah, but he was a donkey, Harry," Cohen pointed out.
"He had a very nasty bite on him, though. He'd take your finger off as soon as look at you."
"Didn't I fight you when you were the doomed spider god?" said Caleb. "Probably. Everyone else did."
"They were great days," said Harry.
"Giant spiders is always reliable. Better than octopuses, even," he sighed. "And then, of course, it all changed."
They nodded. It had all changed.
"They said I was an evil stain covering the face of the world," said Harry. "Not a word about bringing jobs to areas of traditionally high unemployment. And then, of course, the big boys moved in. And you can't compete with an out-of-town sight. Anyone heard of Ning the Uncompassionate?"
"Sort of," said Boy Willie. "I killed him. You couldn't have done. What was it he always said? I shall revert to this vicinity." "Sort of hard to do that," said Boy Willie, pulling out a pipe and beginning to fill it with tobacco, "when your head's nailed to a tree."
"How about Pemdar the Witch Queen?" said evil Harry.
"Now, there was retired," said Cohen.
"She'd never retire."
"Got married," Cohen insisted, "to Mad Hamish."
"What?"
"I said you married Pemdar, Hamish," Cohen shouted.
"Hee-hee-hee, I did that."
"What?"
"That was some time ago, mark you," said Boy Willie. "I don't think it lasted. But she was a devil woman."
"We all get older, Harry. She runs a shop now, Pam's Pantry. Makes marmalade," said Cohen.
"What? She used to queen it on a throne on top of a pile of skulls."
"I didn't say it was very good marmalade."
"How about you, Cohen?" said evil Harry.